entrepreneurship is one of the premier creators of jobs. Small businesses create jobs. The Entrepreneurship Clinic is designed to represent low and moderate income entrepreneurs in expanding or even starting a new business. They have the entrepreneurial spirit. They don't always have the knowledge that it takes to get through legally, and that's what we're here for. But by and large, they're here to take something that they're passionate about or something that they're very skilled at and turn it into a viable living. We've worked with such a great variety of different businesses. We've had hairstylists, pet sitters, dog walkers, bakers, caterers, people running internet businesses. For the standard client that wants to come in and start a business, at the very least, they're going to be faced with regulations at the local and state level. At the local level, they'll need to get a city business license here in the city of San Diego. If they're operating a home business, that's a separate permit. They'll, of course, have local taxes to pay. They'll have to get a DBA if they're not operating under their name. There may be other permits that are required by the city depending on the type of business. It could be inspection requirements if it has anything to do with health or food. Then you're going to have the county officials coming with the right to inspect. At the state level, of course, there are state taxes. If there are any employees, you'll have workers' comp to deal with, you'll have labor codes to deal with, you'll have unemployment insurance, disability insurance, corporate taxes or entity taxes. I could go on. One of the most heartbreaking stories for me during my time here we had a client who had been trained as a cosmetologist and had worked in salons for a while and just wasn't really interested in working for someone else, but she couldn't afford to run her own salon. So she came up with this idea, which I thought was brilliant, where she would be a mobile hairdresser. She primarily wanted to go to senior homes or senior citizens. They can't get to their hairdresser, and she was going to do their hair. Well, it turns out that in the state of California, you can only do hair for pay in a licensed establishment, and these senior homes were not licensed establishments. They hadn't gone through the hoops necessary to become licensed establishments, and so this was a business that I think would have served a lot of consumers, a population that, you know, there are a lot of people that still want to get their hair done well into their 80s. And it was thwarted. I mean, there was no way that she was going to be able to do this in a legal manner. And what that meant was not only that she couldn't do it and this was a livelihood she couldn't have, she couldn't employ anyone to help her do it. She wouldn't be able to get any financing if she tried to do it underground. It was basically a business that never was. It's really frustrating to work with a client who is really passionate about their business, who needs to support a family, but is faced with all of these obstacles, the business permits and the licenses and the taxes and the employment compliance and all of that. It's very frustrating for me to see and to know what they have ahead of them, because this is something, they're starting the business is something that they're really passionate about. One of the best ways for the state of California to get back on track financially, I think, is to allow businesses to operate and operate without all the compliance and regulatory burdens that they've been having to suffer under. Basically, the state needs to lower taxes and decrease the regulations.